Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Sensational Kids Revised Edition Hope and Help for Children with Sensory Processing Disorder is a nonfiction guide by occupational therapist and SPD researcher Lucy Jane Miller. Written for parents, caregivers, and professionals, it explains how sensory processing disorder affects the way children respond to touch, movement, sound, sight, smell, taste, and body awareness. The revised edition reflects the book's practical purpose, helping readers recognize sensory differences, understand why children may struggle in school, at home, or in social settings, and identify forms of support that are grounded in clinical experience. Rather than treating SPD as a vague behavior problem, the book presents it as a complex developmental condition that requires careful observation and individualized intervention. Its value lies in combining research-based explanation with a parent-centered perspective, making it both an educational resource and a guide for action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how sensory processing disorder changes a child's everyday experience. A central focus of the book is the idea that SPD is not simply being oversensitive or difficult. It is a neurological difference in how the brain receives and organizes sensory input, which can make ordinary routines feel overwhelming, confusing, or understimulating. Miller explains the condition through the lens of daily functioning, rather than abstract theory, which helps readers connect sensory patterns to concrete behaviors such as avoiding messy play, reacting strongly to noise, seeking constant movement, or appearing disconnected. This framing is important because it shifts attention away from blame and toward interpretation. A child who cannot tolerate a haircut or becomes distressed in a crowded room is not necessarily oppositional. The behavior may reflect a sensory system that is overloaded or poorly regulated. The book's strength is that it makes these responses intelligible without reducing them to a single symptom list. It emphasizes that sensory processing affects participation, learning, and family life, so understanding the child's experience is the first step toward support. The four major SPD patterns and why subtype thinking matters. The book is especially known for organizing SPD into distinct patterns, helping readers see that sensory problems do not all look the same. Miller describes major subtypes that involve sensory modulation, sensory-based motor challenges, and sensory discrimination difficulties, among others. This structure matters because it prevents oversimplified thinking. Two children can both have SPD and yet behave in completely different ways. One may be highly avoidant of sensory input, another may crave intense stimulation, and a third may struggle to distinguish where their body is in space. By mapping symptoms to subtypes, the book gives parents and clinicians a more precise way to observe behavior and choose interventions. It also explains why standard one-size-fits-all advice often fails. A child who seeks movement needs different support from one who becomes distressed by movement, and a child with motor planning difficulties may need different help from a child who has trouble filtering sensory information. The book's analytical value comes from showing that the label SPD is not a single profile but a family of related patterns that require different responses. Thirdly, distinguishing sensory processing disorder from ADHD and other developmental concerns. Another important contribution of the book is its effort to clarify why SPD can be confused with other conditions, especially ADHD. Children with sensory difficulties may seem inattentive, restless, impulsive, or emotionally reactive, but the reason for those behaviors may be sensory overload, sensory seeking, or poor body awareness rather than a primary attention disorder. Miller does not argue that other diagnoses are irrelevant. Instead, she shows that accurate understanding depends on separating overlapping symptoms. This distinction matters because treatment choices change when the underlying problem is sensory. A child who cannot sit still because movement input helps regulate the nervous system will not necessarily respond to the same supports as a child whose inattention stems from classic attentional dysregulation. The book therefore encourages careful assessment and observation rather than quick labeling. It also underscores that sensory issues can coexist with other developmental or learning challenges. So the goal is not to force a single explanation, but to identify what is actually driving behavior. In that sense, the book is diagnostic in a practical sense, even when readers are not clinicians. Fourthly, occupational therapy as the core intervention. With family participation built in, the revised edition presents occupational therapy as the main framework for intervention, but not as a clinic-only solution. Miller stresses that treatment works best when families are active participants and when sensory strategies are integrated into everyday life. This approach reflects the reality that children spend most of their time at home, in school, and in community settings, not in therapy sessions. The book therefore emphasizes practical, individualized sensory supports rather than generic exercises. readers are encouraged to think about regulation, routine, environment, and play as part of treatment. That matters because children with SPD often need help across many settings, and progress depends on consistency. The book also makes a broader point about intervention philosophy support should be functional and child-centered, not punitive or purely compliance-based. A child who avoids certain textures or gets dysregulated by noise needs environments and activities that reduce distress while gradually building tolerance and skill. By placing parents inside the therapeutic process, the book positions treatment as collaborative and sustainable rather than dependent on isolated professional sessions. Lastly, a research-based guide that translates clinical expertise into usable parent knowledge. What distinguishes Sensational Kids from many parent guides is the authority behind its explanations. Uci J. Miller is not only a clinician, but also one of the most prominent researchers and advocates in the field of sensory processing disorder. That background gives the book a strong evidence-based identity, yet the writing is aimed at non-specialists. The result is a bridge between professional knowledge and family understanding. The book does not merely describe symptoms. It explains why sensory processing matters, how it can affect functioning over time, and why individualized support is necessary. It is also notable for its balanced tone. The book offers hope without promising a cure and realism without reducing children to deficits. That combination makes it useful for readers who want practical guidance but do not want a simplistic self-help narrative. Compared with shorter articles or general parenting books, it offers a more complete conceptual framework. Compared with technical clinical texts, it is more accessible and emotionally aware. This dual identity is one of the book's main strengths and explains why it is often treated as a foundational SPD resource. In conclusion, Sensational Kids Revised Edition is best suited for parents, caregivers, occupational therapists, teachers, and other professionals who need a serious introduction to sensory processing disorder and its practical consequences. Readers looking for a quick checklist may find it more detailed than they expected, but that depth is also what makes it valuable. The book helps people identify sensory patterns, understand why children may react so differently to ordinary experiences, and think more clearly about intervention. Its greatest benefit is conceptual clarity. It explains SPD in a way that reduces confusion and makes behavior easier to interpret without oversimplifying the condition. Compared with more general parenting books, it is unusually grounded in occupational therapy and sensory research. Compared with purely clinical texts, it remains accessible and family-oriented. That combination gives it a distinctive place in the SPD field. It stands out because it treats sensory challenges as real, varied, and manageable, while still centering the child's daily life and the family's role in support. For readers seeking a durable reference rather than a temporary trend, it remains one of the most substantive books in this category. If you would like to support Lucy Jane Miller, FSD OTR, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.